Without the sea a mere ecological curiosity, a colorless liquid twice as dense as water, visibly distinguished only by bubbles. But it came for us, reaching out for our warmth, probing our mouths and tear ducts with pseudopods. It nested in Pathfinder Yi's lungs. It didn't drown him, but fed from and replaced his blood. He could breathe the growing sea, but every time we tried to help Yi, it waterboarded him from the inside, drowning him dry. As the sea attempted to weep and sweat its way out, Yi leapt from the cliff, but survived easily. Sea saturation resisted shock, high G-forces, and pain. Breathing became an ordeal, and the sea's high heat capacity killed him. He fell into a deep depression, debilitated by isolation and loneliness, and lost sensation. Eventually, he went completely deaf, blind, and numb. He was isolated then, trapped in an anesthetized, dreamy silence. He later described himself as a sleepwalking puppet, tugged around by small impulses, semi-conscious, but drifting in a fog. If we hadn't put Yi on ice, it would have completely replaced the water in his sails.